Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 8 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Julian A. Lehman makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that he is personally acquainted with A.H. Hensley, one of the jurors in the above case, that on June 2, 1915, between Atlanta, Georgia, and Experiment, Georgia, the said Hensley expressed his opinion that Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan, and that this was in deponent's presence and hearing, and in the hearing of other persons on the train at the time. The words used to the best of deponent's knowledge and recollection were, "Frank is as guilty as a damn dog, and ought to have his goddamn neck broke." This was in reference to Leo M. Frank, and before the trial. That again, on June 20, 1915, the said Hensley made practically the same statement of and concerning the connection of Leo M. Frank with the murder of Mary Fagan in deponent's hearing, that on both occasions the said Hensley showed great feeling, he expressed the aforesaid conviction firmly and positively and vehemently. Samuel Aron makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that after the indictment of Leo M. Frank for murder, as near as he can recall about 2 days after the indictment, this deponent was at the Elks Club on Ellis Street, Atlanta, Georgia, that at that time he saw one A.H. Hensley, not then known to this deponent by name, but now known and recognized by this deponent as one of the jurors who tried the Frank case and returned a verdict of guilty. Said H. Hensley was at said Elks Club at the time mentioned, and made the statement in this deponent's hearing. I am glad that they indicted the goddamn Jew. They ought to take him out and lynch him, and if I get on that jury, I'll hang that Jew sure. This statement was made in connection with the indictment of Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan, and made in this deponent's hearing by the said H. Hensley, who afterwards served on said jury and brought in a verdict of guilty, that at this time this deponent left the club, not caring to get into the argument which was becoming heated and which was very condemnatory of Leo M. Frank by the said A.H. Hensley. L.Z. Rosser, Morris Brandon, R.R. Arnold, and H.A. Alexander make the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that they are the sole counsel of defendant in the above case and may make this affidavit to be used as evidence on the motion for new